Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished and senior professional from the world of technology from Gurgaon, India, Anjali Datta. Anjali, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm extremely happy to be part of this particular event. And I think I'll be learning a lot from you and we'll be able to share some little bit that I have experienced in life.
Thank you so much. Anjali is the Vice President and Head of the Digital Studio XDS. So Anjali, before we talk about digital transformation and digital marketing, tell me about your own journey in brief and what took you into the world of digital creative and technology.
Thank you so much for asking this question. In fact, this is quite close to my heart. I'll tell you why. I started as an animator. In fact, when I was a kid, I wanted to become a scientist, right? But dad never wanted me to be so. He said, Anjali, why don't you try your hands on to doing some animations, right? Make cartoons and then tell stories. And I was wondering why my dad wanted me to do that, right? But then I tried it. I moved in and started, you know, creating some animations and then characters and so forth. And I don't know when it all happened. Then I realized that I think I can tell stories because world need people who can tell stories, right? And hence moved into this world of, bringing rather the left brain and the right brain together and have experience matter for every individual. So from there, I did my master's in animation and filmmaking. I have also done my master's in business administration, started designing studios for IT organizations, because I think what is lacking is that we think technology can do everything. But yes, technology can, but we need to also bring creative on the table, right? Yes. The magic only happens when the left brain, the right brain come together and do the talking. So those kind of experience I've created for almost 20 plus years. Mm. And as I said, I want to tell stories and want to make people tell stories as well.
How wonderful. Thank you. So now let's talk about digital transformation and digital marketing. What are some of the key trends in digital transformation that businesses or entrepreneurs should be aware of today?
See, I'll be very, I'll start with a very interesting thing, right? Right now, there is something called experience. Everybody talks about experience. Absolutely. Experience does not bifurcate between whether it is a creative experience or a tech experience. It is an experience, right? So today in the world, all of us are actually using some digital platforms and digital tools, right? To actually do our daily jobs, right? Which is, waking up in the morning, figuring out, what time I woke up, did I slept properly, ordering something, and then checking how many calories we have burned, et cetera, right? So we all are exposed to digital, platforms and tools. But does every tool and every platform make us happy? Maybe not, right? Then that's the thing. We need to ensure that all experiences matter and they are intuitive enough. Right. So that is, very important from a digital transformation perspective. Now, coming to your question, what are the latest trends of digital transformation? Today, we are talking about AI, ML. They are very important aspect because we have so many tools available. And now customer wants to ensure that brands understand who I am. Mm. Right. And solves my problem, whichever I would have at that point in time. Right. So artificial intelligence and machine learning are very, very important things that today, we need to adopt to. Mm-hmm. Second, you need to know your customer, right? So data is very important. We need to understand where my end customers are, what they are doing, right? What their likes and their opportunities are there, right? Because every individual would have some problem here and there. And those are the brand opportunities that we need to understand and then resolve for. Which takes us to something called, designing something which is very, which is automate, immediately available. Mm-hmm. Whenever you want, whenever you have a problem, there should be a solution. That's what customers want today, right? So brands need to ensure that they are bringing, automation on the table. So again, we talked about AI, ML, we talked about, having personalized communication, we talked about automation coming into picture. Mm-hmm. And we also need to ensure all the design that we're making are intuitive enough, right? They are simple, they're intuitive. We are talking to humans the human way.
Right.
So that's another important aspect.
Fascinating.
And then last thing, but not the least, it's all about understanding customer as a whole. right? We have so many platforms which are recording what a customer is doing. But do I have a, you know, one unified view of my customer? That is what I need to have very logical solutions or logical offering toward the end customer.
Very interesting. So, you know, since you mentioned artificial intelligence, there was an article that I was reading only this morning about how in a lot of agencies, companies have started to say that, give me 7 options, ask artificial intelligence to deliver 7 options and just pick one. So my question to you is, how do you think AI is going to evolve in the world of digital marketing?
Again, a great question. AI is already here. I think we have now started talking about AI, but it is already existing. It's already present right now.
Correct.
And marketing can use it to a greater extent. As I talked about, you know, personalized communication, right? Personalized offering. We need to know the customer and offer him what he need, right? What it's, you know, what his movements are across different channels of communications and so forth. So AI helped me very agile and answer the problem immediately. And sometimes answer the problems which don't even exist, right? As part of persuasive design. So, so that's what it is. Second, I was talking to my team and we were saying, hey, AI can really help me do a better job in terms of SEO, right? Because I am actually understanding what my customer is doing. I can be very appropriate in terms of my keywords, right? So my website, my social presence becomes more impactful than it was earlier. And I will quote another example. Since I come from the world of animation, there was a time when I have to brief another designer or an animator that I need some kind of, you know, bounce to be created. So what I would do normally, I would actually narrate that and say, the thing should fall from top to bottom and do tuck, 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 right? You say all that. But now, because of AI coming into picture, I can actually do a lot of things, create a very custom storyboard very, very fast, right? With a lot of AI tools being there. I just have to write my content and that will create automatically the storyboard. And I can brief a designer what kind of output I need.
How fascinating. Thank you. So let's now move on. You know, and we talk about digital transformation. And my question is, what are some of the common pitfalls in digital transformation that a lot of people tend to fall into? And how can these be avoided?
Yeah, so I think digital was always present, but we realized digital presence of lately, right? And started acting on it. And that's the biggest pitfall. So digital is today and it was ever always there. So we should realize that it is something that I have to address and have everything around it, you know, not work in silo, but rather work in conjunction. Now, let me explain what I said, right? Is most of the time, a lot of good solutions lack because there was no technology to support that creative idea. And a lot of, I would say, technology solutions never worked out because nobody designed it the right way. So in today's world, we need to ensure that we don't work in a silo function. Instead, all of these different teams who are trying to bring transformation, digital transformation, a reality, work as one unified function. And that kind of mindset we need to actually introduce. So there are organizations which are not digital native. For them, transformation becomes a little bit more difficult because A, they have to solve the problems of the people outside, plus they also have to bring their existing people on board. So the problem that happens, most of the people within the organization are not even bought into.
Right.
So we need to ensure that we educate them and tell them what is the future, why the change is important for them, right? And how they can self-learn and be part of their transformation journey. I can come up with a lot of cloud solutions. I can come up with a lot of automation solutions. I can do data, you know, and do, you know, your machine learning and everything. I can come up with a fantastic UX. But if my people are not bought in, they will be resistant to make that transformation happen.
Very interesting.
So before I do it for others, I also have to do my own transformation.
Very great. What a great response. Thank you. My next question is that as someone who has done so much work in the area of digital marketing and transformation, how does one balance creativity with technological constraints in your projects?
Again, close to my heart question, because that, where the problem is. And I have, as I've been saying, and it, because if you, you would have heard me, right? I have said this several times, that left and the right brain need to come together and do the talking.
Right.
And I'll quote an example why I'm standing very confident today and talking about it, because I've been through myself, right? So as I mentioned, I started as an animator, designer, and person who could write scripts and etc. I also blended myself into technology, because if I do not understand the other side of the world, which will actually translate my ideas into reality, I'm being biased, right? So I have personally got into both sides of the world to actually understand and appreciate the nuances of both, you know, sides, and then come up with a winning story. Because without a one, the other is incomplete, right? So you need to have both. So those are the fundamental problems. The kind of studios that I have constructed for entire 22 years, right, in this IT industry, the foundation of that was precisely this, that you don't think silo. You think that you are the brand. So I was giving this example to my team. Imagine there is a central table, and then you have, you know, chairs around it, right? And they all are in circle. I made my team stand in the center, right? And then see things around. So they saw something and they observed something and say, yeah, fine, Anjali, makes sense. Now, what do you want us to do? I said, now go and sit at the chair and then see in the center. So when you sit at the chair, and you see the following chairs around you in the circular fashion, and then you see in the center, which is the tables, you see things differently.
Right.
So what does that articulate? I want to ensure that our team, our studios, and everybody sit in the center and see as a brand. I am there. There's a promise that I've made to the wider audience, right? And then promise has to be fulfilled through all the different channels which are chairs around me.
Wow.
Right. Okay. If you stand in the center, you see things differently. But if you sit on the chair and then see it, you will see everything as your independent pieces. So you won't be able to appreciate, right, what and how I need to do so that the brand promise comes true, right? And that's the magic of technology and creative coming together, because you won't ask that question if you sit in the center, right? You will. That is by obvious it will come in.
Very interesting. Thank you. My next question is that, you know, when it comes to the creative process, how important is customer feedback or user experience?
Great. Again, great question. But there are two parts to it, right? One is the customer feedback and the user experience, right? See, customer feedback is very, very important, because the customer who will be, so customer is the person who knows the problem to begin with, right? He understands what kind of challenges he's having, right? And you are trying to copy his challenge and come up with the right solution, right? So we need to ensure that his version of problem is addressed through our solution, right? So the more frequently you show what you are doing, what you're drawing, early you show, the better you are.
Right.
Which is test early, right? Fail early, right? That's what it is, right? Having said that, it is very, very important. And that's where industry goes wrong. We think that our customer knows it all.
Right.
Right? That's fundamental mistake. They are coming to us as consultants, as a people who can bring an outside perspective to his set of problem. He would have seen his problem from his daily issues and scenarios around. You have to get in, understand his world, appreciate his problems, and be empathetic. And then think as an outsider, as a customer, if I have to use this product, what kind of feedback or a genuine feedback I would have? That's where you cut biasness, right? And your solutions will be much more appropriate. Will not solve problem of today, but rather will solve problem of tomorrow, right? And that's what clients need, right? So that's early feedback is very, very important. Second, user experience and it's very important, right? Again, your customer becomes your user who will be testing. You right. yourself are a user of the product that you're designing, right?
Right.
And I'll quote, most of our designers get very emotional about, you know, what they're designing, and developers get emotional about what they're developing, right? But they have, what we do, we ask them to do a peer review. Have somebody come and check your stuff who has not even seen this. That guy will give you an honest feedback, right? create some closed group testing mechanisms, right, by which you bring different type of people, different type of personas with different requirements, and have them see your product. So that ways you get very early feedback, and then when your work goes to masses and the people around, I think the damage will be far lesser. Right.
Very interesting. And Anjali, what advice would you give to companies looking to start their journey in digital transformation?
I think, almost everybody has a lot of ideas how it would work, right? So I would just not give advice, but I will tell you what kind of experiences I had and how it has worked, right? As I mentioned, right? We need to ensure that we bring our people on board and right. tell them what are the challenges and why we need to do it, right? Understand, again, go and look into your brand promise, right? And then see, in the current age, right, in the current scenario, how is my brand positioned? Why would somebody come and actually use my product still when there are 100 products might be available, right? What differentiates me, right? What are my refreshed values, right? And then now translate that to your own people. Bring them on board and then start. But when you start, we need to ensure that we cover these 4 or 5 elements very nicely. We have to go and see what your product is.
Yeah.
What channel are you using and which is more appropriate channel right now, which is giving me the returns, right? For example, my website, how is my website performing? Do I have a mobile application? How is that performing, right? What are people's sentiments about my product and my brand on social media? See what's happening there, right? Go to your store and take feedback from your store people, right? Audience that are coming there, consumers who are coming and engaging with you. What kind of feedback they're giving, right? And then see what your competitors are doing.
Right.
Rather, I would also say, it's not only to see your immediate competitors, but see the people who are not in the same industry, but maybe similar industry, right? Or completely different industry.
Right.
Because as I said, right, customers are customers. There is a mindset. You are actually selling to a human being, right? We are still not selling to robots, right? We have to still sell to human beings, right? And humans need simplicity and ease, right? And they need that your product need to solve their today's problem and tomorrow's problems. When you solve tomorrow's problem, you surprise them, right? So understand humans and then come up with a story which is simple. Today, the most difficult and most expensive thing is simplicity.
Perfect.
So if we speak a simple language, I think people will be more appreciated.
Very well said. What a great response. I have time for 2 or 3 more questions for you. My next question is, how do you foresee 3D technology? And I'm asking you this because you design studios. How do you foresee 3D technology impacting marketing and branding?
3D, again, it's a lovely thing, right? I've always have been close to my my heart because I have done 3D Max and Unity 3D and whatnot in early days, right? And 3D actually creates a more immersive environment, right? You want to see, so for example, if you talk about, buying a shoe, right? And if you get to see the entire shoe, not in front of you as a, physical product, but can you see through a 3D environment, complete shoe, and you can rotate and see and experience it, and I'll be much more comfortable to buy that product, right? Second example, maybe I've not gone to Australia, and I want to experience something, right? But sitting here in India, I can do that, right? With the world of metaverse, which gives me a very immersive environment and I can be myself in that zone, experience it and see it, right? So 3D is great in terms of A, bringing people furthermore closer, right? You can sell product, you can sometime, now there is a research happening where people can taste things without even tasting.
Yes.
Actually tasting, right? How you actually use those sensory, mechanism to really imitate that experience, right? You can touch it without even touching it, right? So there's this magic. And I'll quote one example. I was reading an article, I think 2-3 months ago. When we were young, we used to go to circus, right?
Correct.
Yeah, but we don't see circus anymore. But with holographic mechanism, we are, and there are examples where people are creating those kind of circus, where people go and experience that, but in a virtual environment.
Right.
So doing something that we used to do physically to now a virtual world through the mechanism of, you know, again, technology and 3D experiences.
Very interesting. So two more questions for you. My next question is, what are the key skills needed for a career in digital, creative, and technology?
The most important skill is basically be inquisitive, right? You need to ask questions. But before you ask questions, come prepared. What is the world that you're getting into, right? So that your questions are just not for the sake of asking questions, but questions are weighted decently, right? And like you put some genuine effort. Second, I would say, see, again, this is all, you need to understand creative and you need to understand technology.
Right.
Because if I may ask somebody, okay, tell me, you know, how many shades of gray are there? Somebody will come and ask, sir, okay, they're black and white. What question, Anjali? I would want somebody to come back and tell me there are 256 shades of gray, Anjali. That's the mindset difference.
Right.
You can do transformation. You can create experiences only when you understand both creative, right? And creative, marketing, technology, and everything. We don't have to be biased to one. Because if you're biased, what transformation are we even talking about? Right? So you have to transform internally to actually make that happen. So one, be ask questions, do read a lot, get your hands dirty, do things yourself practically. Because if you don't do it yourself, you don't learn it.
Right.
I have been quite a pain to my team early days, not anymore now. I used to sit with my team when they used to code, they used to design, they used to animate. I used to really check what they were doing and how they were doing, right? I would ask questions and my team would sometimes say, Anjali, you please go away. We are doing this job, don't disturb. But I learned with them. Today, I'm sitting very confident in front of you and speaking all that because I learned because of my team. Whatever they were doing, I was experiencing, asking questions, checking how they were doing, right? That made me speak logic today.
Very interesting.
And there's more to do, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Last but not the least, keep reading, keep practicing. And sometimes we might have to compromise. There's no gain without compromise.
Correct.
The compromise means, you know, you have to invest time in yourself first. How I'm learning, how I'm executing, right? Sometimes you don't have Saturday, Sundays, right? Because that's your time to read and learn and experiment, right? So I think those are the tricks that I have employed. Every individual would have their own.
Every one of them is so important. And I'm sure our viewers and listeners will be listening very carefully to all the thoughts that you've given. And my last question to you, Anjali, given your vast experience in this area, as you look ahead, what emerging technologies do you believe will have the most significant impact on digital marketing and customer experience?
See, I think this AI definitely is going to make a lot of change. And if the metaverse is used appropriately, obviously it will be making a lot of change.
Right.
So again, AI, ML, you know, which results into, you know, all that I talked about, right? Very predictive analysis and predictive solutions, right? And et cetera, will definitely make a lot of impact and bringing world furthermore closer, right? I don't have to travel, but can I experience everything, you know, right now?
Right.
Plus, because of this AI, ML coming in, right? And, you know, again, ChatGPTs and other things and automation coming in, I think we got, you know, more wheels to our ideas, right? Earlier, we used to wait and draw and sketch things to communicate that ideas to somebody. It used to take a lot of time. Today, we are further more agile. And our customer needs that agility. You and me need agility. If I have a problem, I need answer within half a second, right? So in order to make that happen, all of these things, if they are stitched together very nicely, they will have an impact. Yeah. And I'll say last thing as a closing statement. Today, all of us want experience as a service, right? So we don't care how do you do it. It has to be a full service to me, right? So So that in that world, right, all of these technologies, which is cloud, AI, ML, you know, your user experience, your technology backend structure, everything has to come in together as one piece.
Very well said. Thank you. And on that note, Anjali, thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. I love the way you said that, you know, you almost stumbled into the world of digital transformation and digital marketing because your dad asked you to do so. And you seem to be really not just enjoying it, but thriving as well. Thank you also for talking to me about how you believe the right and the left brain has to come together to really find a lot of answers. Thank you also for talking to me about so much details in the world of technology. I think I learned many things from you today. Thank you again for speaking to me and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Ashut.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.